Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 255. You may notice a little noise in the background because I have my air conditioner running. It is really, really hot in here. And I'm not saying that just because it's me. I'm going to be broadcasting on Periscope here in just a moment. So if you want to watch there, well, you can't. By the time you're hearing this, it's already done, I guess. Okay. Oops. Sorry for the quiet there. I do apologize. Start. There we go. Whoops. Okay, let me get Connie on the line here. There we go. Do 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 do. Oh, what a way. What a world, what a world. Hello, Connie. Connie? Oh, no, still calling. While you're waiting, you can go over to facebook.com/PackardPokesAt and hit the like button. Hello, Emma Manmud SJK. And thank you for the likes and the hearts and everything. Oh, that was really nice. We're doing a staff meeting. Well, we'll be here as soon as I get a hold of my co-host, Connie. Oh, there she is. Well, if you would like to... you want to know what's up? The air, the sky, the clouds, that's what's up. Kidding. No, as I said, this is the staff meeting. And we basically discuss what we're going to talk about on the show on Fridays and try to figure out what it is we're going to talk about. And we do have a guest on for this next Friday, or for this Friday I should say. That is the Quiet Atheist is our guest. So I've been trying to get a hold of him to be a guest on the show for quite some time now, and because he did not have Skype on his computer, it was a little difficult, and that's how we do this show. And I'm getting no answer from Connie. She'll be here soon. Oh, no, I have to do this. I have to do the staff meeting alone. I'm all by myself. Well, for our first topics of stories that we cover for the Packard Pokesat show is we try to find stories that are interesting, hot news, and... try to find something that's relatively making the rounds. Okay. Get to the breaking news site here. No, I've been seeing this. I haven't had a chance to actually read anything about it. Apparently, there was some kind of something that happened down in Texas at some pool party, and I don't think they mean that people showed up not wearing enough clothes. You know, apparently some police were involved, and there was some kind of incident with them, and they did something. I don't know. I have not had a chance to find out what's going on about that. You know, there's this thing called a job. You know, I kind of have to do that, take care of that. Do apologize. I have to drink a little bit of water every once in a while. That's because I get thirsty up here. Oh, and thank you for the extra hearts, whoever gave that out to me. Thank you very much. Still waiting for Connie. Let's see here. Attorney for McKenzie, Texas teen says that she hopes race wasn't part of the pool party incident. Well, I have no idea what's going on there. Still got to figure out what's going on there. All right. Attorney for teens seen being thrown to the ground by police officers at Mechanic, Texas pool party says Officer Eric Caswell's resignation should not have ended the investigation. Well, of course it shouldn't stop the investigation. They should continue on with an investigation if they're investigating the police. What is going on here? I don't want a video. I don't want to load a video. Oh, no. I got a video here. No. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. McKinney cop lawyer says he's sorry for pool party response. Means I guess he didn't show up, you know, with party favors. Texas police officer captured on video using force on a teenager at a wild pool party Wednesday, according to his lawyer, and his nerves were frayed after responding to two suicide calls. Oh my God, where's my tissue? And my nerves just shot. Teenagers just made me sick. The apology came a day after Officer Eric Casebolt resigned from McKinney Police Department. He remains in seclusion away from the home after receiving death threats. His lawyer and union representative said at a news conference, "Hello, Connie."
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm just kind of
talking about the
pool
the,
party,
swimming party, the cop.
Yeah, the swimming party that went horribly, horribly wrong. Apparently,
he didn't get his invitation.
I guess not. Well, it says here his whole excuse is that the police his nerves were frayed after responding to two previous suicide calls. Should I pass you the tissue?
Which end am I going to wipe? Let's
see. he recognized that his emotions got the best of him, that the prior suicides put him in an emotional place, and he would have preferred not to have been when he responded to this call.
Well, remind me not to invite him to the next really, you know, emotional party I have, because if that's how he treats people when he's emotionally distraught.
I know, right? Especially
show up at your wedding and just
oh my God,
take down the bridesmaid section.
just the 4th of July just must be hell for him. All those fireworks going off, it's just like, oh my God, I start taking the service revolver and start shooting everybody around me. Oh my God, the explosions are, I thought everybody else was shooting at me. What a lying sack of shit this guy is.
Oh my goodness. I have not watched the video.
I have not either. I've kind of been, you know, kind of seeing what's going on with this a little bit. But not a whole hell of a lot. All I heard was there was something that happened with the pool party and some teenagers, And I really didn't, you know, when the cops and teenagers get involved together, there's usually nobody gets to sleep on those days because the teenagers end up pissing off the cops, and the cops get pissed off because, well, they're teenagers and they disrespect the badge, you know.
Well, if I have to hear disrespect one more time, I know. Adults, it's just like, well, what do you expect?
Exactly. You disrespected me. It says here, 7-minute video shows Caseball, who is white, wrestling with a 15-year-old black girl to the ground and pulling his gun on other young people, and most of them also black, when they failed to follow his commands. As he responded to reports of a fight June 5th held at a community pool. Case Bold, a corporal who has served with the police force for 10 years, also curses at the teenagers. Well, I drove a school bus for 9 years. I wanted to curse at them, too. I mean, shit. But I never would pull a gun on them. I mean, not that some of them... maybe one or two I could have gone... Sit down, motherfucker.
Boy, that water pistol, it was tempting on that trigger finger, I bet.
It was. It really was. Water pistol? Hell, I would have had...
Soaker.
Super soaker. I would have never heard the end of that.
They would have liked that.
Yeah, they might have. Maybe. I would have heard... I'm sure I would have been immediately terminated if I had done that. They go, what are you doing? You don't have a right to do this. This isn't a pool party. Oh, you're right. I should have had a real gun. That would have made it much better. Thank you.
It's a good thing none of those pool party kids had a squirt pistol because
then the pool would
be a whole different story.
Yeah, the pool would have ran red with blood.
Yeah. Scuttlebutt. I'm sorry. You're probably not done reading.
No, go ahead.
No, the scuttlebutt that as I understand it, is two badass white women, adult white women, came over and started shit, and they called the police.
Oh, that's typical. They come over, start shit, and it's like, oh my god, they're kicking our ass. Call the cops. They'll shoot them for us.
I'd have to research more to know if that's accurate, but I saw that several places. Excuse me.
That's right.
Oh, goodness. So is this your suggestion for one of the
news? It's kind of, well, I typed in hot news, and it came up with breaking news, and that was the top one that came up, so. Do we do one hot news, don't we?
Actually, interview.
Oh, we got an interview, that's right.
Single stories all around.
Right, that's right. Okay, I forgot. This is the first time. Okay, everybody that's out there. Who actually, you know, comes to the show, we are doing our interview segment earlier in the show now, or we plan on it. This is the first interview we've done since we've reformatted the show. So this should be an interesting treat. I did say we have the Quiet Atheist here with us. His name is John. You can call him John or the Quiet Atheist or just call him Quiet. Hey, Quiet.
Or Q. Call him Q.
Hey, Q. We'll just call him Q. Q. I just kill him Q.
Maybe it'll stick.
Maybe it'll stick. Yeah, Q. So, Q.
I do like that for the story. Yeah, that's a good lead.
Yeah, that's a good lead. Okay. Well, let's see if we can find something a little more. If there's anything else that's maybe more interesting that, you know, is there anything that you've come up with or seen so far? Or?
Not as hot as this. I mean, I was posting some things. I had a couple tech stories, and then it's actually more religion.
Okay.
Franklin Graham's anti-gay gambit. Evidently the Graham Family Foundation banks through Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo has a commercial where a lesbian couple are adopting a child, and they're learning sign language because the child is deaf. And he said, well, I can't bank with this bank anymore. We're going to pull all our money because they don't want to support moral values.
What? But
that's actually, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, Rachel Maddow today was saying, well, the backlash on this is that they, you know, he's moving all their funds to a North Carolina bank, mm-hmm. which itself also supports gay pride things in, like, Florida and stuff.
When are these people going to realize that banks and businesses have no morals? The bottom line is their moral. It's like, let's make a profit. That's our bottom. That's our moral. That's our moral code. Make a profit.
Yeah.
And make us rich in the process.
I'm looking here, though. The other three stories I had are tech, so I don't have a hot news. That is the one I've been seeing still. It's like, it has some real legs, and like you said, because the police officer involved is resigned.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And people are, and then there's, of course, there's the people, the conservative, you know, mostly conservatives out there trying to defend the actions of the police officer, saying, well, they were supposed to obey the law.
They're teenagers. Not that it's an excuse, but, you know, it's not like teenagers, as they say, teenagers are not real bright, you know. They're teenagers. They got too much shit going on in their brains.
They don't have enough life experience. It's
right.
Not that they're not intelligent. They just don't have a big enough body of experience. I'll give them that.
Okay. That kind of goes back to this. There's this old clip that he does, this comedy clip where he basically does Romeo and Juliet in like under 30 seconds in a poem and what that was one of the lines is this, who said that teenagers were very bright, you know, because, you know, they kill themselves over, you know, because they think the other one's killed himself, so.
Oh, yeah, that's not very smart.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Of course.
I try not to do sweeping generalizations unless it promotes my ideas. Then I'm fine. No. The first step is admitting you have a problem. Right?
Right, exactly. The first step is admitting you have a problem. Second step is having a broom big enough to do the sweeping generalizations.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Get a big enough broom, right?
Need a big enough broom. So.
Oh, the other thing that still is trending was Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Let's see here. Let me see about Caitlyn Jenner. Hot news. Caitlyn Jenner. Let's see here. Caitlyn Jenner was on the top front page of Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The USmagazine.com. You know, although... you know, this is more celebrity news. It's more so,
yes, it is.
It's more so celebrity news. I'm not...
It's trending. It was trending really hard last week too, but mm-hmm. It has more to do with transgender and LGBT rights, so that was the angle. But I still see it in the news. I think it was a little bit hotter last week.
Yeah.
I'm just looking through Yahoo and I'm looking at what came across, and I just said out loud the first thing I saw. So.
Oh sure.
Let's see.
Well, I suppose we could go with this. I will send you a link over the Skype here. Give me a second. Oh, shit. I'm on the wrong computer. Hold on a minute. I forgot to start the Skype up on this thing, so we're probably going to get some audio glitches. I do apologize if I start to say something and it completely disappears. I think I need to clean up my Dropbox. I just got a warning saying, you need to upgrade or clean out your Dropbox. So, yeah. I guess it's time for me to clean out the Dropbox. I'll send you a link here in just a minute. As soon as I come online here on my other Skype here. Boop, boop. There we go. Come on. Here we go. Oh, that's right. I was going to ask. See if they'd be on the show with us at the end of the month. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? There you are. Wait, come on.
Hear that evidently Homer and Marge Simpson are going to separate.
What's that?
Homer and Marge Simpson are going to separate next year on The Simpsons.
They're going to separate?
Yeah.
Oh, they kind of... No, that was Bart that always ended up separating, getting divorced, and it wasn't so much Homer and Marge. Sure this isn't the Treehouse of Horror when they, you know...
Yeah, I know.
Did you get the link? Well,
let me see.
It should be flashing somewhere.
You know what? You keep telling me I have a second window, and I can never find it. Honest with you.
It should be there someplace.
I just have the one, and it says my call from... But when I click on the message thing, it's not there.
Okay.
So
that's because I'm
a
silly...
Can you tell me what your... What's the name? What's the name of the story?
Oh, it's NBC News. McKinney Cop's lawyer says he's sorry for pool party response. I got to clean out this Dropbox. I really didn't realize how full I had it.
Okay, got it.
Oh, did you find it?
Yeah, it's a video news here, so I'll make sure it's not going to play.
Oh, okay.
Automatically. Cop and pool party was not targeting minorities.
It says this one's by John Shuppe, Schuppe, Shuppe, Shuppe, Shuppe.
Shoop, shoop, shoop.
Shoop, shoop, da doop, boop, boop. So, you know, and the thing is, if this hadn't been caught on camera, he would have probably just, you know, oh, well, they're disrespecting me, and I'll make up a fake charge, and they'll believe it. Yeah, because I'm a cop. And
well, you
my,
see, the,
I'm
you see
on
the guy standing behind the cop, too?
Yeah.
He's in every shot, and he actually, at some points, I guess, has his hands on some of the teens, and people are like, who is this? Who is this guy? And there was speculation on Facebook whether he was the husband of one of the women that, you know, one of the white women that started the fight.
Oh, really?
Or if he's security for this gated community thing. I don't know. Ugly.
We'll have to do some more research on this.
Wow. 7-minute video shows cast a bolt. Like 15-year-old to the ground.
Anyway, all right. So we have an interview. So actually, you know what? As I recall, if we have an interview, we don't have tech.
Okay, I didn't know, but I just know we went to at least one story, only one story.
Yeah. We
instead of double stories.
Yeah,
so.
we have the interview. The tech story is replaced with the interview because we're doing this a whole different way now. This is, as I explained towards the beginning of the show, but before you got here, this is a whole new way we're going to be doing the show. It's a whole new format.
I think this is the first time we've had an interview.
The first time we've had an interview since we went to this
changed.
New format. So yes, it only took us 6 months. Finally, that's that's done. I've been waiting for that to get done there. Then we go to poking at religions. So we can just skip the tech stuff right away. Go to poking religion. You got some religious stories for me?
Like I said, I had the one about Franklin Graham.
Oh, okay. Here, why don't you send me, can you send me the link?
Yeah, Rachel Maddow. I don't know if you'll get it. Hopefully you'll get it, because I'm sending. Have
you're,
that?
Yeah, what's that?
Do you have that then? I'm sending it in the window that I have
got
open
it.
Here.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Ba, 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 ba. Okay. Anti-gay gambit goes horribly awry. Okay. This guy looks like a douche nozzle. You know, I'll tell you, they say that they don't believe in evolution, but if you actually look at these people, oh yeah, definitely we are evolved, because these people look like the goddamn apes they think we didn't evolve from. this guy looks like a goddamn gorilla. Evangelical pastor Franklin Graham announced yesterday he intends to fight the tide of moral decay and is being crammed down our throats by big business. The media. Excuse me. Talking like that hurts my throat. The media and the gay and lesbian community. Holy crap.
That's because I hope you
cut
your
know
mic, because all of a sudden I lost you.
Yeah, sorry about that. And you know what I forgot to do is anybody that's actually might be listening to this, or hearing just my side of it, because I forgot to hook up the audio. So I'm everybody's just thinking I'm talking to nobody. I'm talking to I'm a crazy man here.
Well,
apparently
they all know that.
Well, you're right. They already did know all that. See, there we go. Okay, I do apologize. I am a goofball. Let me move this where I can see it now, because I got this neat little thing I picked up for a few bucks at the thrift store, whatever it is. It's a Goodwill, and it holds my iPad, so I can I don't have to put it behind the computer to hold it. I may have mentioned this last week. Anyway. Says, let's see here. Graham is starting with his bank. He's calling for a boycott of gay-friendly businesses, beginning by pulling his ministry accounts from the Wells Fargo after the bank ran a featuring a gay couple. The son, the famed evangelical Pastor Graham, runs the church his father started, the Billy Graham Evangelical Association, which is net assets of $295 million. But it's not about the money. No, of course not. It's about saving souls. It's about saving those poor, wretched souls who don't have a dime to their name. Well, I have $295 million fucking dollars in the goddamn bank. These people make me fucking ill. Apparently, what Graham set up was off his lovely ad. Risa was what set him off was this the ad released by Wells Fargo back in April, who can't watch clips online. The minute-long commercial shows a lesbian couple learning sign language before meeting a young deaf girl they're adopting. Oh, it has dawned on me that we don't have to do business with them, Graham wrote in a Facebook post. You know, which I don't think he should be using Facebook either, because they support lesbians and gays, right? Let's see here. At the Billy Graham Evangelical Association, we are moving our accounts from the Wells Fargo to another bank. This way we as Christians can speak out. We have the power of choice.
They do.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You can go anywhere you want with your $295 million.
How much of that did he actually earn, or how much was his money?
But this isn't his money. He's going to say, this isn't my money. This is God's money. That's why I put it into a nice account bank and earning interest on it. So that way when I die, my kids will have all this money to finish, continue on fleecing. I mean, gathering the tithes from the religious people who come to my church. And you were mentioning Graham may have not done much research as BB&T. I guess that's
the bank.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was going to say that's kind of a play on AT&T. BB&T has received
boobs button, because that T is tits, isn't it?
Yeah, they have to be same boobs and tits. I was gonna say
balls,
butts and tits. There we go. I don't know what BB&T stands for. I do apologize to the BB&T Banking Association.
Maybe he's putting in a strip club.
He doesn't realize it's a strip club. What's funny is it was a strip club for gay people.
Boobs, butt, and tuck.
Yes. Anyway. Apparently, they received an 80% score in the Human Rights Campaign. Campaign Corporate Equality Index this year, and the sponsor of the Miami Beach Gay Pride Parade, along with the chief sponsor, Miami Beach Gay Pride's Legacy Couples. You know what? This isn't about gay. This isn't about Wells Fargo promoting gay rights and everything like this. He just wanted to get a better interest rate. That's all.
And a free toaster.
And a free toaster. you give us $295 million, you get a free toaster. It comes, it's standard with the account,
Toaster. It makes toast.
It makes toast. It makes gay toast.
Gay toast. It should have a rainbow on it. It should. That'd be awesome.
In fact, BB&T hosted a same-sex couple's wedding reception earlier this year in the makeshift chapel at an event sponsored by BB&T Bank South Branch Beach Branch.
I like this last. I get too much joy out of that story.
Yeah, this is awesome. He says, "Yep, the right wing pastor is fighting the tide of moral decay by moving his considerable assets from one morally depraved financial institution to an entirely different morally depraved financial institution." Brilliant.
Smooth move, X-Lax. Oh my gosh. And I will just say the other story I had to look at Facebook that was trending was Pastor Steve Anderson evidently preached on Caitlyn Jenner. I'm going to pray that he dies and goes to hell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a love. Oh, I guess we can kind of get the Jenner thing in there. You have a link for that? You want to send that
to me? Yes, I do. At Betheos. Here, let me copy and paste. I posted... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I did have a video we could tear apart.
All right, good. Okay. That's also good then.
Rick Sanitarium says, legalizing gay marriage is a violation of the establishment cause. This is the guy that said, he read the Separation of Church and State thing by Jack Kennedy, and he said that made me ill. But it's okay for him to push his religious beliefs onto the country, except, you know, when it's not his religion. So,
Rick Santorum on what?
Exactly? He says, Rick Santorum says legalizing gay marriage is a violation of the Establishment Clause.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Yeah, that's from Right Wing Watch. There were some other ones here. Blackwell says gay marriage response is akin to response to 9/11, WW2, and the Civil War. No.
Things escalate so quickly.
I know.
I wasn't seeing that. Were you seeing that? I wasn't expecting that. Nor was I expecting the Spanish Inquisition. It just totally took me by surprise.
Dun, dun, dun. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Jeez.
We're going to start having that clip ready to go from now on, I think.
That might be an alternate for the lead-in on the religious...
I was listening to something else this morning, and I was like, oh, I could do a mashup. I've got a mashup in mind. I'm going to be doing so. I haven't made the sound effect just yet.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. I can't spell. I cannot spell.
That's what spell check's for, Evan.
Yes, it is. Oh, here we go. Get this to load here. A second here. Da-da-da-da-da.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
There you go for our lovely fans who might actually be listening to this show. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. So, yeah, that's from Monty Python, by the way. So, let's see here. Did you find the? Do you want me to play this? The Right Wing Watch.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I'm not going to open it because I'm going to let you open it. But I have it here if we use it.
Here's what's happening.
Okay, here we go. This is Glenn Beck and talking nonsense, of course. You know, like he normally does. And then he's talking to Rick Santorum on the phone.
Here's what's happened. The president, now the Supreme Court, is going to deal with gay marriage, and we had David Barton on yesterday, who showed us some things that came from the Department of Justice, their attorneys, on the changes that they will inflict on churches. Yeah. We will lose our tax-free status.
Okay, I'm going to stop him right there. First off, that's not going to happen. Would I like it to happen? Abso-fucking-lutely. I would love to see the churches be taxed. Because they are already putting their mouths into the political game, so they don't if they're going to do this, they have to pay their admission just like everybody else does. This is something that just does not register with Glenn Dickhead.
We'll start telling us who we can and cannot hire, what we can.
There's the other one right there. He's saying, "Whoa, you're going to tell us who we can and can't hire." Bullshit! You're already doing that. There was a woman who was working for the Catholic Church. She got pregnant, you know, because she got, you know, inseminated. She didn't get it through the natural way, and they actually upheld the church against this lady about being able to fire her, which is total bullshit because they said it's for their religious beliefs.
What we cannot, who we can marry, who we cannot.
There's another one. They'll say who we can marry, who we cannot. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're telling the people that they can't. They don't want gay people to get married. I can't believe he actually says this, you know.
I know. Wait. Since when?
Right, exactly.
I don't see how.
And if the court, let's just say the court rules against gay marriage, which most likely it's not going to. I don't want to jinx it, although because I have my jinx level always set at, well, it's set at high because the knob broke when I was very young and I haven't been able to get in there and fix the switch. So so if I say something about something, it generally jinxes the whole thing. So I don't want to jinx up the whole fucking gummy works here. But let's just say that they go against gay marriage. People who are gay getting married, they'll say they can't get married.
Right.
Basically, this is saying the government is saying you can't get married. And they're already, these right-wing Republicans are already saying you can't get married because of my religious beliefs.
There's states where they're going so far as to try and putting into effect laws that if you're not going to a preacher, you can't get married or something
right.
like that.
It's, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to
yeah.
block kinds of everyday people getting married, not just gays.
Right, exactly. There's more to that. That was only the first 30 seconds. Sanitarium hasn't even spoken yet. This is just the lunacy Glenn Dickhead here has spouted off.
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with that as president of the United States. What do you do there?
Well, I'm going to back this up a little because it kind of cuts out a little bit.
You're going to have to deal with that as president of the United States. What do you do there?
Well, look, this is tantamount to government establishing religion.
Okay. He just said that. This is tantamount of the government establishing a religion. This is the guy who wants the Catholic Church, he wants to establish a Christian religion in this goddamn country as the state religion. It's always fun and dandy to shove religion down, Christianity down everybody's throats, but forbid anybody else for wanting to have, you know, freedom, you know.
Well, as long as you're the right religion and the right color.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the right amount of money.
Yep.
Let's not forget about that.
The United States government comes in and says, this is what you're going to believe. This is how you're going to practice your faith. This is a new religion. This violates, in my opinion, the Establishment Clause of the Constitution, which says that the Congress shall make no law with respect to the establishment of religion.
This is what he thinks. He's basically saying right now, he thinks that because if gay people can get married, this violates his religious it violates the Establishment Clause. It does not.
Comes back in some ways, too, to the argument that we keep hearing from believers that atheism is a religion. They want to frame everything that, well, you have religion, too. Tell me how to practice mine. I won't tell you how to practice yours.
You know, I heard this about
every
this.
Every now and then, right before we go on the show, something happens.
What the hell?
I know.
Where's that noise coming from?
Sometimes we get to reveal that something on our show. So just a few minutes ago, we learned Esquire magazine came out with the 18 beautiful women in America that America
that
won't
sounds
be
like
able
Rachel
to resist
Maddow.
This summer. And guess who made the list? I hear our drum roll. It is Cassidy Gifford. This is where you're going to find her. It's
number six, Hoda.
You're going to find her in the gallows. Out
I have
July
no
10.
Idea.
This
I've lost complete control of my computer.
I don't. I think I even have a window open that
Hollywood
would have that
starlet.
On it.
There's no way you'd be able to.
As Reach would say, as they say in article, it's out of control.
Yeah.
But wow, it must be bizarre. Because you
hold on a minute. I'm going to try a bunch of things here.
In July.
It's called The Gallows.
That was me. Okay, that is me.
Okay.
I have no idea. Oh, you know what? I bet you it came from... no, that could have been from there. It's got to be somewhere on this other computer here. I have got a... oh, my God. I hate it when that happens. Sorry, everybody. Holy shit. I thought it was... I have no idea where that window came from. That audio is coming from. Alright, close that off. Close that. See, this is what happens when you don't prepare, people. Oh, wait a minute. This is a staff meeting. This is completely unprepared.
Because it's random silliness.
This is random. This is this whole show is random. Completely random.
It should happen in those morning soundboard of effects going all the time. Because we're just so wacky.
Yeah. I have no idea where this was even coming from. Oh, now I found it. Okay. It was from that NBC news site where I had the... apparently the video was just sitting there loading.
That video loading.
Keep the window loading, Rahai.
My internet's exploding.
Don't try to understand it. Just cause a big panic. Now we can finish.
Just let all that bullshit go slide by.
Right. Okay. Let me see if I can. Let me finish off where. All right, let's just get back here with Rick. I'll have to back this up. I have no idea where we left off.
I think sanatorium. Yeah, it was starting this talk.
Yeah, sanatorium was speaking here. We'll
he
get
was
back.
Wrong.
To him. Yes. let's see what he has. Let's finish off. See what he has to say here.
Listen, this violates, in my opinion, the Establishment Clause of the Constitution, which says
no.
that the Congress shall make no law with respect to the establishment of religion. If the government goes around and tells churches what they have to believe in and what their doctrine is, that is...
No, no one's telling the churches what they have to believe in. Where the hell is he pulling this shit out of his ass?
Want to believe that LGBT people are immoral.
You know, there was this great comment I saw on this page. It says, you know, the gay people should just start their own religion, and they say this because they've already started this RIFA act. You know, if you don't let me get married, that is basically violating my freedom of religion. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, exactly.
Then they'll go, ooh, maybe that RIFA thing wasn't such a good idea after all.
Look how evil it is. The devil deceived us. Oh my god, if one of them says that, I am so gonna do a victory dance. Yes, I called it. It's all in how you spin it.
That's right, how you spin it. Exactly.
Bag the dog.
That is something that is a violation of the First Amendment, and that's why I have actually some hope that the court's not going to get this wrong. That they're not gonna go as far as some are suggesting, because there is no way that the left will stop at mere tolerance.
They're talking the left is intolerant. No, asshole, it's you that's a fucking intolerant. If it wasn't for people, you know, if people want, a lot of people get married, the intolerance is on your side. I'm just saying, you know.
Do you ever feel like sometimes people never left junior high?
I don't think some of these people left kindergarten. They're still trying to figure out where their pee-pee is.
I've got all the crayons.
I got all the crayons. You can't get my crayons. My crayons. My crayons. You can't have them.
God.
It's mere tolerance. They will demand conformity. They will demand it from the church. They will demand it from every institution.
They will demand conformity. He is projecting, because he is demanding conformity. He's demanding gay people are not allowed to get married. That is conforming to one man, one woman.
We demand people to treat intolerantly.
Yeah.
No matter what your personal opinion is.
Right, exactly.
Demand it from the church. They will demand it from every institution. They'll demand it from businesses. And there will be no tolerance to a different point of view on this issue. And that's why, again, I'm hopeful that the court will not do what it does. But if it does, I will tell you, and I said this on Meet the Press a couple of weeks ago, that's the court's opinion. They're entitled to their opinion. But the president and the Congress have an opinion, too, of what the Constitution is.
Because we all know that, you know, the president could just say, you know what, Supreme Court of the highest court of the land. I don't like your opinion. No, they kind of established that kind of shit. You know, it's like, hey, this is the rules now based on, you know what? All right. Let's just say that he's right. Let's just entertain that thought that they just say it's just the court's opinion. Okay, then it's just there. Then he's basically sucker punching Ted Cruz, because it's also the court's opinion that because he was born to a mother who is American, even though he was born in Canada, therefore he can't run because it's just the court's opinion. Am I right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, the GOP is failing at basic civics. Civics 101.
Yep.
It right and left, it just over and over again. And as long as the court is ruling the way they want to, they're going, oh, yeah, good for you, Supreme Court. And then anything else, it's, oh, they're overstepping their bounds, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
yeah. You know, really? They got a nice little picture of him. He should be wearing a dunce cap. You know, I'm just saying.
I think we can find those. Pretty sure there's memes of that.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'll just put a dunce cap on him. Let's see.
I'm liking this video.
Yeah, there's a little bit left here.
All right.
If you get it wrong, and the consequences are what I suspect they will be toward people of faith, then this president will fight back.
He says, this president will fight back like I'm going to be the president. Rick Santorum, you have about as much chance of becoming president as I am to get pregnant. And I, Connie, you know what it's like to get pregnant. I don't, obviously, because I can't get pregnant. He is never going to be becoming president. Maybe in his own little mind, that after the presidency is going to go off and everything, and he gets kicked out, I think he's going to go, they're going to put him in a little rubber room. He's like, oh, yeah, and I was the president. I was the president. Oh, yes, Rick, yes. Here's your morphine. Shh.
Well, be sure to bring up, I like this a lot. I was going to say, if this comes up, had a caucus in Iowa, or he had a meeting in Iowa, and only one person showed up.
Yeah.
On his campaign trail.
Is that what happened?
Yes, it is.
He has the support of one. I bet you I could get more support from the people on this show. You know, and we are a very low rated show. I'm just saying, we're
exclusive.
We're a very exclusive show, right?
We're
a very exclusive show. You know, only the real smart people listen to this show.
I think so.
So
that's what the voices in my head tell me. Anyway. And I always, especially that one, I don't turn my back on her at all.
Right, there you go.
I'm really nervous when she's around. If this is it, I'll make sure to find the link to that story, by the way, about the caucus and only having one person show up. But what's nice about this, I'm going to throw this out there, because mm-hmm. I know Joe has such limited time.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he's not able to read it ahead of time,
he can listen to it
as you play it.
Right.
That's actually a really great idea. I know he's pushed for time on Fridays, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, that reminds me. I got to get a hold of him, see if he's available for a show here.
I love how Glenn Beck's touting the expertise of David Barfton. God, he drives me crazy. He tries to come off as this historian, and he knows shit about anything. And he's telling all of these different Christian, goes on Christian TV, like not David Copperfield. I can't think of the guy's name. He's one of those prosperity doctrine teachers. He gets on there and he tells them all about how the founding fathers were Christians and how civics really works, and he's wrong. He's just wrong. And
oh, which reminds me, I said this to you last Friday, right after the show, or just before we went off the air for the staff meeting, but just a reminder, if the Quiet Atheist, he can't stick around after the interview, I'm going to keep you on. I'm going to keep you on hold, and I'm going to bring you into the show.
Okay.
Okay. And that's way we'll still have three voices. So it'll be me, John, and Joe.
Yes.
And then
I've got a note here. I'm writing it down.
Okay. And then you'll be sitting on standby. Actually, you know what I'll do is I'll probably just Skype you in anyway, and I'll just put you on mute at that point. And this way I could just pop you right into place.
Got it.
All right. Okay. If you can find the link to the video, and it's at Ring Watch. I'm on Right Wing Watch blog on YouTube. I'll grab the video itself and I'll. I'll do my magic with it.
Oh, you want me to do the YouTube or the Right Wing Watch article and video?
Oh, you can
video.
I'll just grab the article that you mentioned earlier.
Sure.
This way, you know, it's a little extra information for me because.
Oh no, I meant that too. But I'm just saying I'm going to make sure to drop this in the Dropbox.
Oh yeah. And the link to the video as well. Just grab if you grab both and just throw those in there on that.
Yes.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you. This way he'll have a link to the video if he does get a chance to watch it or whatever.
Okay, I'll do that after the meeting though, because I know if I pop it on YouTube, it'll start talking. So
yeah, no worries. All right, no worries. Okay, let's see here. Okay, then we've got our Not the Onion story. Okay, let's find some weird news.
Oh, I don't remember the last time we did that.
I know, it seems like we haven't done anything in a while. But that's the order. Let's see here. What? Oh my God. I'm looking at the Huffington Post. Weird news. Astronauty porn site crowdfunds first porn in space.
Oh, that looks weird.
I couldn't do this. I mean, the porn I could probably do. If I really wanted to pull it off, I probably could. But in space, no, because you know there's a reason why they call that
zero
the vomit
gravity.
Comedy.
How do you?
Well, actually, you know, they probably wouldn't actually go into space. What they'll do is a lot of movies, what they do is they film scenes on what's known as the vomit comet. So, you know, the plane goes makes a quick acceleration, and then they level out for a few seconds, and then they dive really fast. So it makes it look like you actually feel like you're weightless when you're actually falling just slightly slower than the actual aircraft. So
you know, they already have the title of the movie right there.
Astronaut.
Porn shot. Okay, that was weak.
Let's see here.
Well.
Let's see here. Crocodile is terrible at catching dinner. Don't care. Man avoids jury duty. Avoids jury duty by wearing prisoner costume. Brilliant. If I ever get pulled up for jury duty again, I'm gonna make sure I get a costume like this, and I'm gonna go. I'm gonna make sure I get off jury duty this next time, because the last time was not pleasant. It was not pleasant. That dog guarded lobster probably thinks it's dinner, not a friend. Okay. Taylor Swift's turtle shell and other weird gifts from celebrities get from fans. Okay. Oh my God! Man finds Jesus at IKEA.
That was. I was like, I know I saw a weird story earlier.
Man finds Jesus at IKEA.
He was in the Billy bookcase aisle, finding a bookcase for his first edition Bible copies.
Oh my God! This is just. There might be a video. It might load up on us. Just saying here.
Yeah, I see that.
Some people spend half their lives looking for their personal savior. One guy found it while shopping. Dun, dun, dun. Have you heard of pareidolia? It looks more like an owl than Jesus. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Looks like a tooth.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a tooth. Or breasts with, you know, like with the stuff on the top.
Yes.
It looks more like giant. It looks like giant nipples gone wrong.
And underneath it is a more surprised owl.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, what the hell was I sitting on? Because they're sitting on small. It's a larger breasts sitting on smaller breasts.
Or an owl totem pole. Go up. There's more. Oh wow. My gosh.
Let's see here. Dave Simmons, 33, was at IKEA in Glasgow, Scotland. When he made a pit stop at the restroom, he looked at the door and he saw a familiar-looking face. Because we're pattern-seeking animals. That's why it looked familiar. Didn't anybody else notice this at the IKEA before? Oh, no, just the religious zealots find this shit. Most everybody else goes... Yeah, whatever. It looks like, kind of like a face. Maybe it's some tits. I don't know. Don't care.
Very startled look on his face. It's just sort of...
Especially since he was sitting there. He was probably sitting in the restroom jacking off. He goes,
well,
oh, my God. It's Jesus. Jesus is watching me. Jesus is watching me masturbate. You like this, Jesus? Come on. He goes, I went to the toilet. And there was on the main door when I put my hand out. I said, oh, my word, it's Jesus. I tried to subtly snap a photo. Nobody look. Look around like, all right, this is going to look really weird if I take a picture of this door. So I'm going to kind of like do it real on the sly. No one will notice this little camera. What is he doing? My gosh, it's like, what does he think he's, James Bond?
He says in the sentence here, he says, because the last thing you want to be is to be heard taking a photo in a toilet. Well, where else do you take dick pics? I don't know.
I take mine at home, in the car, out on the street, you know, at the beach, you know.
My gosh.
It's no Spanish fresco, but there's definitely some kind of curious beardedness wrought in the grain of the wood. Frankly, it might have been a little more exciting if the image had shown up in Simmons' Norwell Valley or Igor. At least the door wouldn't require any convoluted assembly. Here's a zoomed out view of his discovery. It's just the wood grain. I see several faces, and he zoomed in on this one thing there. But if he were, let's just take the pareidolia to a whole, you know, let's just expand it all the way out. I see Darth Vader in the centerpiece, right in the middle of the door. Yeah. There, it kind of looks like Darth Vader, you know, he's got the top of his mask, the face mask kind of taken off, but you know, yeah, he's got the top part still on.
Below Jesus kind of looks like the alien from American Dad.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's Roger.
Roger.
That looks more like Roger. He's been drinking. You know, he's been drinking. He yep. hasn't slept for several days. He's got the bags around his eyes because, you know, aliens get it under the eyes. They get it completely around the eyes.
Jesus has been Rogered.
Jesus has been Rogered. What an idiot.
Oh,
I think
like
I already asked.
Wearing
no,
a party
I,
hat.
Yeah, I remember. I asked him last week about this. I asked Joe about being on there. He said sure. So if he responds back again, that was last. I forgot. I asked him last week, but it's a nice way to remind him anyway. And I sent him this joke. I've got to tell this joke because this is an atheist podcast, and I sometimes tell jokes. This is an old joke, so laugh at your own rate. A guy joins the monastery, takes a vow of silence. He only gets to say two words every 10 years. The first 10 years go by, and he goes up to the head monk, or, you know, whoever they are, and he says, bed hard. And then he goes and does his monkey duties, you know. For the next 10 years come by, or next 10 years pass, and he gets to say his next word, two words. He says, food bad. Okay. He goes and does his all monkey duties things there. Another 10 years go by. Now, this is 30 years have gone by, mind you. This is 30 years have gone by. He goes up to the head monk again. Next two words he gets to say, I quit. And then the head monk says, I'm not surprised. You've been bitching since you got here. Kevavala science for 10 fucking years. He gets to say two words. But he's like, you've been bitching since you got here. So. let's see here. I'm going to just find some other ones. Authorities rushed a reported plane crash just to find a dude washing his monster truck. Okay. Internet flocks to wood chomping video for a glimpse of what it's like outside. Okay. Woman's house is home besieged by gnomes. Here's a helicopter made of horse meat. A helicopter made of horse meat? Oh, I'm going to be ill. Skateboarder chases down, detains a hit-and-run driver. Pole dances aren't just an art form, but lap dances aren't. State tax judge rules. Well. Make up your own jokes, ladies and gentlemen. Make up your own jokes. Condemned Michigan home overrun by ballooning rat population.
Oh, I'm assuming we mean that they're greater in numbers and not that they're actually like...
turning into balloons and floating away? No. Neil deGrasse Tyson explains why we'll never have hoverboards.
Now, that sounds interesting.
Does sound interesting.
That one?
I am opening that up right now. Where we're going, we don't need roads. We need hoverboards. Unfortunately, we might not get them at all. Back to the Future 2, Marty McFly hoverboards goes on water, on land, and pretty much everywhere. With October 21st, 2015, the date McFly travels to the in the movie. Oh, that's right. It's October. Oh, that's this year.
Oh, sweet. That's this year. That's the day after my birthday. Woo!
That's the day after your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Sweet.
Nice. So by the time we have your birthday, we're going to have flying cars and hoverboards. All right. Thank you, Connie.
You're welcome.
And all the technology, the big 3D shark coming down and you got to touch it. You have to use your hands to play this game. Oh, only babies do that.
Yeah. That cracks me up still.
Let's see here. To find out, the Huffington Post asked astrophysicist, TV host, and all-around awesome person. No bias here. Just saying. He's, not that he's not all those things. I'm just saying, you know. Neil deGrasse Tyson gave us the cold, hard truth. He's an astrophysicist. He's not... I don't know if he would... Would he really know about this kind of stuff? I'm just kind of curious.
That's a good question. Is this his area of expertise? But he knows a lot of people.
Right. Well, he does know a lot of people, but still. He says, there are people working on it, and there are working versions of it, but hoverboards that cover everywhere? Where would you have to take in the skateboard? I think it's unrealistic. It requires a special undersurface to support it. That's heavy stuff, Doc. Yeah, this is heavy. It looks like McFly does travel to 2015 in real life and gets the flight with Biff's fight with Biff's grandson. He might be in trouble. Not all bad news though. I can imagine hoverboards in certain hoverboard venues where they were actually done the physics right in the hoverboard and the ground surface as well.
Okay, so Tyson, it's not. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so if they're like, you know, laser tag. You can't do laser tag everywhere. You have to do it in certain venues.
Right.
This is a possibility if you have a hoverboard in a certain venue. That's a possibility right now. You know, of course, back in the 1960s, they said by the time 1990 rolls around, we'll have flying cars then too. Or they said this in the 1940s. You know, we'll be able to go to the store, yes, and buy a baby. We just pick out the push of buttons on the automat and choose the baby we want. Yeah, that didn't happen either. I can't even get a Subway. I can't even get a sandwich at an automat. Not that I've ever gone to an automat, because they don't exist.
Well, look what he thinks will happen, though.
He says, okay, it's not the version of the movie, but at least it's something. He did mention one piece of sci-fi technology we may actually see one day. That's the part you were just mentioning.
Yeah.
He says maybe in the future airports there would be a wormhole portals. You open a door and you're in London. You pack your bags and you still have to go through customs and everything. But the door is through a wormhole to London. That'd be cool. Or Tokyo or Shanghai or wherever. Okay.
Whoa. Now I'm creeped out because I think like McCoy on Star Trek. He couldn't stand the transporter.
Yeah, I was... I actually was listening to something about this because they said that... you know, matter can't be energy. Matter and energy right now, matter can't be destroyed or recreated. You know, that's a basic law of physics, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to step, like, go through a transporter, your whole body is actually being destroyed, and a copy is being made of you, and your consciousness is being downloaded to this new copy. So the first time you go through a transporter, the original is destroyed. So, but he says a wormhole. That, I have to take umbrage with that. I think he's gone a little off the deep end off on something like this. I would love to be proven wrong. Please prove me wrong. Mike, Neil, please tell me I'm wrong. Explain to me why I'm wrong. How are we going to stabilize something like this?
Yeah, I think
he's reaching. I really think he's reaching. I think he's fucking with him. I really think he was fucking with him at that point. So
he didn't dream about having a hoverboard. He dreamed about going through wormholes. That's what he wants to see.
Yeah, he wants to see a wormhole. Well, you know, we can just get an apple, put some worms on it, and watch them dig their way through, and then you've got wormholes everywhere. Yeah, so it's a big apple out there, and we're just digging holes with worms. Yeah, says one of the best things I find out about the show is to find out how geeky this person actually is. Tyson said people you wouldn't think got geek in them, they got geek in them. He says, and who knows, since Tyson's show covers pop culture influences, perhaps one day he'll even introduce us to someone working on those hoverboard venues or airport wormhole portals. I don't see that happening. I'm sorry. This time I think he's fucking with him. I really think he's fucking with him. Because the amount of power it would take just to go to do something like that, that's more power than we have in the universe. As I understand it, I could be completely wrong, but the power would have to come from something like the size of a super collider, which we have, you know. That'd be
right.
Just spin
I've got
that sumbitch up.
Going, by the way.
Oh, that's right. I've got my air conditioner going behind me too. So
sorry,
we're
I just
even.
Wanted to warn you.
All right, no worries. Let's see here. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that's okay.
I think he was fuck. I'm not. It sounds like an interesting story, but I think he was fucking with him. Honestly, I think he was fucking with him.
Well, maybe it was just the person asking the question too, asking something kind of.
Yeah. Lovestruck man says psychic swindled him out of $700,000. Okay. Drunk half naked man breaks into a stranger's house for chips. Because, you know, when I get drunk and I get hungry, I always break into my neighbor's house and say, yeah, I just take off all my clothes and walk around and go, you got any potato chips? Porta potty tipped over because of a man's filthy behavior. He was probably in there jacking off, got a little too excited, and.
Weight limit on porta potties.
Yeah, Florida man abducts neighbor for being loud. You're too loud. You coming with me? I'm gonna stick you in the back room and make you be quiet. Put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah.
Sorry. I am sorry. I couldn't help that. Sinkhole. Police vehicle. No match for mighty sinkhole. Oh yeah. Nobody's match for sinkhole. Sorry, nobody's match. Giant toilet clog in Florida turns out to be live iguana. Okay.
Yeah.
Minnie Mouse and Hello Kitty arrested in Times Square brawl.
The cutest fight ever. Well, you know, Minnie Mouse came home and there were white hairs
on the pillow. You've been fucking my mouse! You've been fucking my mouse! I know you have! You can't play cat and mouse with my mouse!
That's so wrong!
That's so wrong! That goes against nature! It goes against nature! You're supposed to be... That you're a cat! You should have killed that mouse! You're not supposed to be fucking him!
Big Hello Kitty shows up. She's cut mouse ears. I'm a mouse trapped in a kitty's body. You're not judging.
I'm not judging. Oh, my.
Wow. Yep.
Florida man allegedly threw a hot slice of pizza at roommate because, you know, that's a thing.
Got nothing.
You know, pizza, this is the reason why we have pizza delivery. You get the pizza, you're supposed to, you know, eat it, not throw it. If you want to throw food, we'll put you inside this little box called a jail cell, or maybe, you know, we'll take you out to a zoo and you know, put you on exhibit. This way you can walk around naked and fling your shit as well as pizza. We'll throw you a pizza every once in a while. You can throw that at the window. Idiot. Man dressed as Star Wars trooper causes great disturbance in the force. No, just I added the last part. Let's see. This is kind of funny. It sounds funny so far. Massachusetts. Lynn, Massachusetts. Massachusetts man is facing charges after he was spotted outside of City Elementary School dressed as a Star Wars stormtrooper complete with a fake gun. Because, you know, if it was a real gun, it'd be fine. You know, it's the fake guns that are the problem.
Yeah.
40-year-old George Cross donned a white plastic costume and walked near the Bridget Elementary School on Wednesday. He said he just bought the costume. He was walking through the neighborhood showing friends. Hey, everybody, look at my new costume. But the principal called 911 to report a man with a gun. And the school was briefly locked down. Police spokesman said...
But you know what? That you shouldn't have to worry, because those stormtroopers couldn't hit anything with those blasters.
You see these blast points up here? Those are too fine for a stormtrooper to hit. Let's see here. Oh, no, that'd be the Sandman. These blast points are too hard for Sandman. The blast points, yeah. Yep. Police spokesman said this in Salem News, the way things are in society, you can't have that. He used just bad judgment. Cross was released on personal recognizance after pleading not guilty Thursday to disturbance at a school and loitering. He's walking down the fucking street wearing a costume. You know, if this had been Halloween, nobody would have looked at him twice. Not one person would have said, oh. Yeah, stormtrooper, big deal. But because it's, you know, June, therefore, uh-oh, everybody lose your fucking mind. It's a nice short story. It's funny.
Yes, it is. Poor guy.
Oh, my God. Poor guy. He's just like, hey, look at this cool costume I just bought. Yay!
It's not like some of those Comic Cons where you get some person who's 300 pounds wearing a stormtrooper, you know, got the plastic with tons and tons of black space between them.
You know, if he had been there with several other people walking down the street, you know, then they would have backed up because, you know, stormtroopers travel in greater numbers, you know. So, and they're nobody you want to fuck with. So,
I hope that principal feels stupid.
I hope he does too. That's such a fucking idiot. Thousands of piglets escape after a truck accident. A whale inside of a whale that was eaten by a shark. Okay.
Oh, it's a dig.
Oh, okay.
Archaeology, so.
Oh,
now,
I saw this
story down here about squirrels.
Okay, I saw this thing about Rachel Maddow was covering this about these eels falling from fish, eel like fish raining from the sky. I was listening to this. I pulled over and I was like, I gotta look and see what this thing looks like. And oh my God, this thing looks like you ever seen the movie Tremors?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, and I'm trying not to look at it.
Once you see it, you can't.
It's freaking me out.
This is a real life thing, people. This thing. If you are looking, if you see the movie Tremors, it got the big teeth, and it looks like a Roto-Rooter at the front, and it's just digs in, but it's very very tiny. So the fact is, if this thing got a hold of you, it probably wouldn't. It would hurt you, but.
Oh, I
was
gonna say, is it a lamprey? And when you click on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, say it's a lamprey.
It's a little small. A woman puts cigarette out on a reporter's face. That's one way to say no comment. Okay. King Tut's erection and other embarrassing historical artifacts. Let's see here. Bus slogan nixed because racial slur when read backwards. Oh, it says Zagan because... You know, that's back. It's something else.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Thousands of lose power in Francisco due to squirrels. Weird walking fish invade Australia. Evolution. There's your example of evolution right there. If you sit on the toilet, you don't know squat. Am I supposed to, you know, hover above it? What are they talking about? I don't know. World's smallest deer species gets an adorable new member. Aw. Man, try to deep fry a Slim Fast bar so you don't have to. Why? You know, what is it with this country? We got to deep fry fucking everything. Biker dog stripped of therapy animal license over motorcycle gear. Okay. Vegas strip club recruiting high school graduates. You need that. Hey, you just turned 18.
I wonder if you need your diploma.
You need the tassel. You need a pair of tassels. Borrow our friends. Now auditioning. I'll be auditioning some new recruits myself later tonight. God. Right. Let's see here. World's oldest living cat dies.
Yeah, 27 years old.
Wow. If erectile dysfunction commercials were honest. Okay. Horrible giant worm creature will give you nightmares. No. Sex party organizer for people with disabilities in Toronto. Hey. Everybody needs a little loving. Japanese team travels to cream custard pie throwing competition. At least they're not getting jacked off while they're doing it.
Oh, well.
You know, like that, we did that story about the guy singing karaoke getting a hand job. At least they're not getting a hand job where they're getting pied. Well, maybe they are. I don't know. Sea lions are not so afraid of a fake orca sent to scare them off. So they, what they go and they sit on it.
Yeah. Climb on it. Jump off.
A woman's photo of a dimpled breast goes viral. Something weren't right. Well, let's not. Oh, sure. Well, she posted a picture on Facebook of a dimpled skin on her left breast, the first sign that led to her diagnosis. Very subtle dimples underneath could easily be missed when they're all rushing around. Oh, sure. Now, yeah, they only show the picture, but they cover up all the good parts. Well, thanks. Thanks, Facebook. Oh, no, maybe they did that. I don't know. So this person wrote on there, okay, so I never thought I'd post a boob picture on Facebook, but I thought before it gets chopped off next week. So here it is. This is all I found under my, this all that I found on my boob. Very subtle dimples underneath that could be easily missed when rushing around to get ready for in the morning. Please take a type look at your boobs. It could just save your life. Well, I'm taking volunteers. I take all the volunteers. Oh, that's interesting. Actually, that is really interesting that there's a slight indentation. They didn't cover up the nipple completely, but they tried. Because I still see some, I can still see some other stuff there. It looks like there is a slight indentation. It's not a, that's not a dimple. That's like, that's like fucking caving in. Wow. Since May 11th, when Royal posted the photo snapped by her husband, it has been shared from her Facebook page more than 69,000 times. Wow. Has been captured headline news worldwide. A boob captured world news. Hey, everybody,
well, it's a sign of breast cancer that can be very much, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's, anyway.
I know, but it's just the fact that, you know, that it took a boob. Well, Rick Santorum is a boob, and he makes national headlines all the time, so. That's interesting. I'm just saying. That's just rather interesting. Okay. Well, we've got.
We didn't even look at it, but there was the porn in space.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a look. You know what? You're right. I didn't click on that one. Pornhub crowdfunding. For crowdfunds, first porn shot in space. Well, there's a lot of porn, Star Trek type porn in space type things with the aliens and everything like that. I should know. I've seen them. porn has a lot to do in common with space flight. Okay. There's something I never heard of. In both cases, its large blast is crucial to the mission success. Yay! Plus, the zero gravity aspects of the spaceflight can swell the imagination and conjure up all sorts of erotic flights of fancy. Pornhub, you're so amazing. It is hoping to thrust itself under the stratosphere by crowdfunding a porno that'll be shot 68 miles above the Earth's surface on a shuttle service like the Virgin Galactic. The Sexploration campaign goes to raise $3.4 million in the next 30 days via Indiegogo.com. If the funding level is reached, Pornhub Vice President Corey is shooting for a late 2016 release. Wait a long time to hold on to an orgasm. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, if you're going to hold on to it that long, you're going to be hurting in the morning. If all goes well, the schedule will include an entire 6 months of training for space travel for our crew and performers before we're comfortable with launching them into space. Price told Huffington Post by email, we need to know all the participants are sufficiently prepared for the rigors of space-age coital activity, as well as filming in or past the stratosphere. Eva Lova and Johnny Sins. Johnny Sins. That's my man, Johnny Sins. I have no idea who this is. I'm just saying it because that's a great stage name. Johnny Sins. That should have been my name. I should have taken Johnny Sins. The stars enlisted to make our small boink. To make one small boink for porn and one giant money shot for mankind. Lavia, 26, is primarily excited about the opportunity. The bragging rights alone are worth it, she told Huffington Post. We don't know if any astronauts have had sex in space, so we'd be the first to publicly admit it. they probably have. NASA's probably already had sex in space. You know, I'm just saying, but they just have not publicly announced it. Surprisingly, the astronaut has yet to get into the Mile High Club, much less do anything 68 miles above the Earth. Okay. This astronauty. I've never done it mainly because the only place you can do it is in the bathroom, and they're disgusting. She said, this will be a lot more sanitized because, you know, sex is so sanitary.
I'm glad she's worried about cleanliness.
Right?
Yeah, I feel so much better now.
I feel so much better about my porn.
I like my porn nice and clean.
And I like my porn. You stole the words right out of my mouth. I'll just say, I like my porn nice and clean. You took the words right out of my mouth. Just like you reached in and grabbed it right past my tonsils. Plus, we have to use the whole plane, not just the bathroom.
Okay, cockpit joke. God.
Put in your own cockpit joke there, folks.
Yes.
Price said the plans to have Sins and Lavia. Lavia.
I think it's Lavia.
Lavia. Aboard a shuttle with a 6-person film crew. The protection of the video will begin when the spaceship takes flight. Filming will commence upon takeoff. As soon as the ship climbs, so too will the lovemaking. As soon as the ship reaches maximum altitude, there will be weightlessness for at least a few minutes. Our actors will be having sex and climaxing within that time frame. Ideally, of course.
Oh, God.
You know, there's... I shudder to speculate what's going to happen. Because in the movies, in the pornos, you know, jizz kind of go everywhere on the woman. You know, in space, it's going to go everywhere. Everywhere on him, on her, the crew, the camera lenses, the shuttle
the
walls.
Sanitary. How in the heck are they managing that?
Exactly. Oh, you know what? There was this... Oh, you sent me that link about Hitler. Not Hitler so much, sorry. Pat Robertson saying that God killed her son about...
Yes, that was the other story.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the baby who might have been Hitler.
The baby that might have been Hitler, right.
Or Stalin.
Or Stalin.
Or had an awful terminal disease. Yes.
Sorry, I just saw Pat Robertson sitting here next to... Which is like, you know... At least with the porn, it's at least more honest work. I mean, just saying, because being an evangelical scum is, you know, you're bilking people out of the money. You get nothing. At least when you watch porn, you're getting something for your money. I'm just saying. You get a little enjoyment. I mean, a lot of enjoyment, maybe. Besides raising the funds, there are other kinks. Kinks. I love the way they just throw this right in there. Just kinks. Other kinks to be worked out before the space program can be made, including dealing with any health risks in advance and retrofitting the camera equipment for the potential atmosphere changes. Thankfully, we have very experienced production crew and directional team to help make the money shot happen in a way that looks dynamic and revolutionary for the viewers. Because, you know, you don't want to get all up in space with your iPhone. And, you know, we're gonna film this whole thing. Where's the camera crew? We're doing this all on iPhone. Oh. You sure that's going to work? No, but, hey, you know, we got all this money. Let's fucking do it. We got a lot of iPhones. If one pops, we'll just, you know, grab another one. Raising $3.4 million is challenging for any crowdfunding campaign, much less one that involves explicit sexual activity. There is a nagging problem whether private space travel companies like Virgin Galactic or SpaceX would even agree to allow their shuttles to be used in the first place, much less being willing to clean up the mess afterwards. Well, what's the difference? Sperm, vomit. Same thing.
You know the difference?
I'm just saying. Sorry. I know the difference, you know. They're just saying. But okay, actually, right. You know, the thing is, though, vomit is way worse than sperm. And here's why. Because vomit includes stomach acids. And stomach acids, you know, eat through everything. So, well, not quite everything, but, you know.
I was going to say, you've been watching Alien.
I've been watching Alien again, yes. Been watching Alien. No, but stomach acids, you know, they can be, you know, potentially, you
corrosive,
know.
Corrosive, yeah.
Grossing and corrosive, yes. So, and sperm is not corrosive, it's just annoying, you know. Neither Virgin Galactic nor SpaceX has responded to press inquiries, but Pornhub Press Mike Williams insists that the company is currently in talks with a number of private space travel companies. Could you imagine the pilot kind of decides to leave the cockpit for a minute to go watch the movie and forget he was supposed to be piloting the plane? because of the nature of our endeavor, we aren't able to really disclose the details of those talks, at least for yet, out of fear of what would risk unnecessary fallout from the aforementioned parties. Then why the fuck are you telling this the Huffington Post for?
Because they want to make money. This is a GoFundMe.
Oh, right, of course. Right, of course.
Which you normally stay away from when it's tech, but I'm assuming because this is porn.
Yeah, this is
entertaining this idea.
I actually am entertaining this idea.
You're a supporter of the arts.
I'm a supporter of the arts. Absolutely, I'm a supporter of the arts. That's the kind of guy I am. I am a supporter of the arts. These are
it's creative.
It's creative. It's interesting. It's new.
If people
it's naked.
Are watching porn, they're not killing people.
They're right.
They're out there shooting people.
Yeah, that's what I never understood. It's like, we'll sit down, Jane and Johnny, in front of the TV and watch them two people kill each other, but as soon as two people decide to, you know, take off their clothes, oh my God, we're going to destroy the children. I never understood that. I never understood that. Sex is very difficult in zero gravity, apparently, because you have no traction. And you keep bumping against the walls. Really? You think? This is why they do the fake shit on ground, and then they put it in there with editing. Biologist Athena Andreas of the University of Massachusetts Medical School told Space.com in 2011, think about it, you have no friction, you have no resistance. Well, there's going to be some friction, you know, but you're not going to have much resistance, and that's for sure. You're gonna have to hold on to each other real tight. It's not like you're gonna be able to. Never mind. I'll let your mind wander a little bit, I guess. Lovia is thinking about other aspects of the endeavor, including the unprintable quote about how she's looking forward to dealing with a floating money shot. Did I just not mention that?
Evidently, and I loved how what she said is unprintable.
It was so weird. It was so out there. They couldn't even print it. She's also thinking about what. This is from the Huffington Post. Really, okay. You couldn't print that Huffington Post. You print all this other stuff. You can't print this. She's also thinking about what to do for an encore, since this should the emission succeed. I'm thinking about deep sea exploration. Okay. I'm actually considering this.
I think Joe would definitely have all kinds of jokes about this. I don't know the quiet atheist well enough.
I like to take people out of our comfort zones, but this is the part of the show. See, this is why we're going to put the interview on first, and this way, if he wants to duck out, you know, he can, and we can just discuss this ourselves. So,
yeah, the porn in space, Jesus on the door at IKEA, Jesus knocking on the door of the restroom at IKEA, and the stormtrooper arrested for loitering.
Honestly, I gotta tell you, I like the Star Wars. The Pornhub one is amazing, but it's just.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
You want to do Stormtrooper?
Yeah, the Stormtrooper. I like the Stormtrooper one because I think that one just is the funniest one of the bunch. Honestly,
sure.
I mean, yeah, we sat there and we giggled and smirked like, you know, 12-year-olds.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Well, yeah. <You know? laughs> But I like
that's what I usually do. I'm just like, yeah. All right, that sounds good to me.
Okay, let's go with that then. All right. We'll go with the Star Wars. The guy dressed as a Star Wars thing there. I know you see. There's nobody. Well, it doesn't show anybody watching at the moment. But you know, hey, if you had an opinion of which one you wanted us to cover, you could have stuck around. Just saying, you could come back and, you know, join us on Periscope here and voice your opinion. Let's see here. What's left? Oh, we've either got a tweet or a comment. I think we've got a comment from last week's show. I actually think we have a comment from last week's show. YouTube.com/PackardPokeSet. Okay, here we go. This is from episode 254, God Creates Science. Science gets rid of God. Okay. I'm kind of glad that my YouTube is kind of screwed up here sometimes. We got a good couple of comments here. Wow.
Nice.
One's from Karn, 33333, the one that came up with the title. Thank you, Karn. He says, if God made science because God made man and man made science, well, really discovered it, then by that same logic, we should execute the parents of the people who are found guilty and put them on death row because by the same logic, the parents murdered whomever because they created the child who killed somebody or someone. That's, you know,
you lost me.
if Yahweh or YHWH made humans and humans are imperfect, then how is Yahweh perfect? I suppose that you know, probably might put Yahweh in there, I guess, but you put YHWH. At 410, yeah, a company doing its own research into something that has invested or stand to profit from it isn't a conflict of interest, but that's just a skepticism flag, not invalidation of whatever the research is. Some scientists or universities' research labs have conflicts of interest too, depending on how they got their funding, what patents they hold, etc. But a coffee grower publishing a study of coffee anti-cancer and pro-prosperity properties is probably full of beans. Thank you, Bob Orchard. Creation in public schools, not very great, but maybe the students have enough critical thinking skills not to take the authority of their teachers, quote-unquote, for granted, enter the curiosity, investigate for themselves from various sources, A verifiable integrity corporation or corporate with reality. People can say evolution is a theory, but creation seems maybe more like an assertion dogma. Someone commented back. Evolution is a fact. The theory of evolution is the best explanation we have for the process. And based on the current available information, creation ID, or intelligent design, is religion and it doesn't belong in public schools, never mind science class. All good comments. Wow.
Yeah, they are.
Wow, we're getting comments. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. Thank you, Bob. I'm going to give these guys a big thumbs up. Give these guys a big thumbs up.
I like how hopeful that comment is, but the problem with children thinking critically is our school system right now doesn't necessarily teach them to think critically, and they tend to just be almost even if they're maybe not super religious themselves, mm-hmm. they're listening to their teachers to memorize for tests, to pass tests, and a lot of times you get this information in your head, and later on you just go, yeah, I remember I learned this in school, it must be true.
Right.
I'm not sure that they will challenge it or think about it. It'd be nice if the kids were rising up and saying, why are you teaching us this? That would be awesome.
Yes.
It's a really, I like how hopeful the point is, though.
Yes.
That would be obviously the best way to deal with it.
We had, that second one was where he says evolution is a fact. That's by YY4Me133. Thank you, YY4Me133, for commenting on the show. So which one of these should we take? Should we take Karn's? I know Karn would, you know, cream his pants. Do we make a comment from him?
Well, we have before, too. We've used his comments. It's nice to hear him commenting. I would like to use one of the...
The other ones are the only thing is both these are... The thing is, this is really, really long, unfortunately.
That's true.
I'd have to make some changes to be able to fit it in, because right now I have the comment sitting at the top of the screen where everybody can read it. I would probably have to put it over the entire screen. Not that I couldn't do that.
Well, if it's a longer one, maybe you could just put the name on the screen if we chose to use a longer one.
Yeah.
And just read it, but I know what you're saying. The second one of... What was the second one of Karn's again?
Karn just made one, and the other one was by Bob B. Orchard. Okay. Orchard. I don't know. Orchard? O-R-C-H-A-R-D? Orchard? Is that...
Orchard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was thinking Orchard, you know, like orcs, you know, Orchard. Orchard! Sorry. That's just me. But I like if YHWH, he's replying back to him, though. But Karn's point is actually right on. He says, you know, if he's basically saying is if God gets credit for science because God supposedly makes man, and then we discover science, therefore, by extension, God creates science... You know, like we said on the show, he's saying that by the same extension. So, if let's say someone has a couple parents have a kid, and that kid goes out and murders somebody, then we should kill the parents because he murdered somebody because they made him.
If God made everything,
right.
He made earthquakes, then you know,
yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. All right, then we'll take that one from Karn, then.
Right.
Let me grab that one right now. There. That snap you just heard has been brought to you by nobody. But you can... you can donate to the show at patreon.com/packandpokesat. You can donate as little as a dollar to the show. All right. We've got our comments. And let's see what we got left. That's it.
I really like that because it's feeding back into the show and stuff, yes, and giving notification to people who listen and comment.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I like that too. This is the best way people can, interact with the show. Even if they're not able to make the show live, at least then they can, interact. What's the word I'm thinking of? Secondhand, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
Okay. Let's see here. I got to find some music for this. Oh, you know what? Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to take us out on a song. Maybe I've played this one before. I don't know. This is the Star Wars Trilogy Homesick Blues by the great Lukeski.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Leia's on the spaceship, facing lots of hardship. I'm on the farm tip, scooping up a cow chip. I throw it like a trash can. A protocol gold man said they got a message and they want to find old man. Look out, blue.
I'm sorry, that was a little muffled. I apologize. It's a very old recording.
Stylings of, yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should do one more because what was the other story we were going to cover tonight, Friday?
There's that pool party.
Pool party. Okay. Pool party. Pools. Let's see if I get a...
Something in the style of the Beach Boys. All I can think of right now is SpongeBob episode where he rips his pants. Yeah, that song. My kids loved that song. We listened to it all the time.
Let's see here. Oh. Well, this isn't exactly a pool party, but this would be an interesting party to attend, but I don't think I would attend it. here's a I wouldn't say classic, but it's an older song. Oops, sorry about that. I had to.
Finger food and an ice cold cake. It won't cost you an arm and a leg. Dance all night to a rotten band. Come on, people, let's give them a hand. A Saturday night. Party at the Leper Colony. There's a party at the Leper Colony. Talker till the cat got her tongue. She oozed up beside me. I turned on my charm. Well, pretty soon she was completely disarmed. I said, girl, now don't fall to pieces on me. But she cried her eyes out literally at the party at the Leper Colony. Well, there's a party at the Leper Colony. Head for dip. There's a guy in the hot tub, I don't know who. Wait a minute, it looks like Stu. Well, hold the phone now, what do I see? Another pretty mama got a ride on me. At the party at the Leper Colony. There's a party at the Leper Colony.
Okay, that was Party at the Leper Colony by Weird Al Yankovic from his Poodle Hat album.
Never heard that one before.
Never heard that one before?
No. Oh, God. Wow. That was bad.
That was really bad. I guess the, you know, they didn't find Stu at the pool party. Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, that's terrible. Terrible, terrible. I hope no one was named Stu at that pool party. Just saying. Just saying. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Such is life. Such is life. Such is life. Okay, well, I would have, we're coming up right on the two-hour mark. Well, we're like literally seconds away from the two-hour mark. Can you hold on for two more seconds? Two or three more seconds? maybe 15 seconds. Oh no, it's getting, we're getting close now. Come to the show at Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Fridays at that's Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time at VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokes at. And I got it right into the 2-hour mark. Yay! All right, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll catch you on Friday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.